Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller, with special guest, Brother Joe Cuthbertson.
It is said that if I'm not Christ-like at heart, I'm not becoming noticeable, more like Christ.
Yeah.
You got to happen in here.
Yeah.
You got to know who we serve. God says that I have begun a good work in you, and I will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That God started it, and it's our responsibility to continue on by the leading of the Spirit to do those things that's going to bring glory to Him.
Yes.
As a Christian, the old nature just don't appreciate being pushed aside.
Mm-hmm.
He's got an attitude.
Yeah.
You know, so what are you going to do? He's going to come at you full force. You know, and that's why in Romans 8:29.
Yes.
Amen.
That's good. Amen.
You know, so God had a plan the whole time.
Yeah.
When we accept Christ by faith, God says, okay, this is my plan, that you be conformed to His image.
Yeah.
So that when He conformed to His image, what He's doing, He said, okay, now you have come to the point where you're usable.
Yeah.
That you don't have to worry about people talking about you when you identify yourself with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? When people say things about me because of my love for Christ, I don't care. Because I know, well, I care, but I don't care where it's going to stop me from doing what it is that God has me to do.
Right.
We're on a mission.
Yes.
God's people is on a mission. And you know, it's a mission we dare not fail.
Amen.
Because God is dependent upon us.
That's right.
He's dependent upon us to do that what we're supposed to do.
That's right.
You know, if we're not visible, then what's going to happen is things are going to happen. You're going to slip right past us without an opportunity to do that what God said to do, to tell them about Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do we feed the new man?
Mm-hmm.
We see that in the book of Psalms 1, 1 and 2.
Okay. Psalms 1 and 2?
Psalms, first chapter, verses 1 and 2.
Okay. Oh, yes.
This is how we feed him.
Mm-hmm.
See, because it needs to be fed just like we need to starve the old nation, the old man. We got to feed the new man. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what their counsel is? Their advice.
That's right.
Don't listen to them. God says, speak not the counsel of the ungodly.
That's right.
He also says, and walk not in the counsel of the ungodly,
yeah,
and not stand in the ways of sinners.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That means to go along with them.
That's right.
You know, oh, you know, so it ain't that bad. You know, they kind of go along with things without making a correction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it says, and seat in this, and set in the seat of the scornful.
Yeah.
Talking about people.
That's right.
Arrogant. You know, those are the things of the old nature.
That's right. Yeah.
But see, we're trying, what we're doing now, we're presenting this new nature.
Yeah.
And identifying marks of a Christian, you know, whenever he do, when these things take place in his life.
Yeah.
And in the second verse,
right,
it says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord.
Yes.
And in the law doeth he meditate day and night.
Yeah.
See, yeah, Feeding the Spirit of God is a constant thing. And anytime we stop feeding the Spirit, guess who's going to try to come in there and take up that spot?
That's good.
That old nature.
That's good.
He's relentless. He never gives up. You know, you think he, as you might have some good days, you say, well, hey, he's been defeated. Hey, he's still in existence.
That's right.
We have to be aware of that so we don't drop our guards to the point to where is that he say, well, hey, man, I got free reign. This quote unquote Christian's life.
Yeah.
That's a no-no. That is a no-no. You know, their spiritual battle is not only with the mature, but for the babes in Christ also.
Yeah.
You see, because if we get to the point of maturity, and we can never know everything, but when we get to the point that we are mature in the Lord and God's unity, and we are lights in a dark and sinful world, then that babe in Christ is the one he's going to jump on. Why? Because he don't want him to grow up spiritual enough to where is it he has to contend with that person too.
Yeah.
He never gives up.
No.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.